Mesa police unions took their attacks on Chief Ramon Batista to the people Friday, holding a public meeting at which they continued to outline why they took a no-confidence vote against the chief last month. But the city has virtually ignored that vote, and our next guest was there to hear all of the concerns. Bree Burkett is public safety reporter for The Republic, and she joins me this morning. Bree, good morning.
Good morning.
So begin just by telling us what the mood was like here on Friday. I understand this was a little bit out of the ordinary for the police unions to hold a meeting like this, right?
This certainly was. The police unions actually wanted to avoid doing this for a while because they didn't really want to have this fight in the public, but they felt like after their no confidence vote was ignored by the city, they didn't have another choice. So Friday's meeting was a little lightly attended. There was about 4 dozen people there, solid mix of, it seemed like, city employees, Mesa residents, and the mood was iffy. You know, it was just a lot of people who took this as an opportunity to voice their concern with the Mesa Police Department as a whole, the excessive force incidents of past year, in addition to just law enforcement entirely. So the union had the difficult task of dealing with a lot of those complaints, which were far outside the scope of what they were hoping to cover.
Right. Well, let's talk about what their complaints are about the chief in particular. What are their concerns?
There's a few different things. I think the most notable is that last year there were a number of excessive force incidents. And prior to an investigation being conducted, Chief Ramon Batista came out and condemned the incident, whereas the unions would have liked to see him say, you know, at this time, we're going to defer to the investigation and speak later. That's the biggest, most high profile concern, really. Other issues have to do with what they say they're seeing: low morale, unnecessary trainings, officers being suspended for, or I'm sorry, not suspended, on administrative leave for long periods of time following excessive force incidents, and this atmosphere that makes officers almost unwilling to do their jobs because they're so afraid of seeing some kind of retribution.
So it sounds like in general, this is the officers saying they don't have the support of their chief, but the community might feel differently?
That's correct, yeah. From the community, we are hearing the complete opposite. Most community members that I've heard from and some who attended the meeting last night had a, or I'm sorry, on Friday night, had a hard time understanding where the union was coming from because they felt like Ramon Batista was coming in and saying, let's fix a department that has had a number of scandals. Let's keep these things from happening. But to the union, it seems to be much more than those issues.
So the unions, I understand, are investing quite a bit of money in this campaign to ask Mesa residents about this issue, about putting pressure on the chief. What's the response been from the city so far?
Yeah, that's correct. So they've invested about $30,000 for a PR campaign. The city has stood by the chief at this time. They issued a statement following the no confidence vote saying they're going to stand by him. And that's it. I don't know if intentionally, but they've just chosen not to acknowledge it. They're not doing anything. And it's really up to the city manager to decide if Batista would be ousted. And at this time, he still has his full support.
So very quickly then, before we have to let you go, what's next? What can we look for here?
We're going to continue to see more public awareness campaigns. They're going to put up billboards in the future, and they're pushing people to the website in hopes that they'll take it to the polls to show the city of Mesa how they feel about the chief.
All right, that's Bree Burkett, public safety reporter for the Arizona Republic. Bree, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.